This is The Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of February 10th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Marijuana is once again taking center stage in the Tennessee General Assembly. Republicans have filed bills this year that would allow for medical marijuana, and Democrats have introduced measures that could decriminalize it altogether. But what are the chances of these bills passing? WPLN's political reporter Sergio Martinez-Beltran has been following the issue, and he's here to talk about why even some conservative lawmakers are changing their minds about marijuana. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So one of the bills focused on medical marijuana was filed by Janice Bowling and Ron Travis. These are rural Republicans who you wouldn't immediately associate with the issue. What pushed them to file this bill?
Well, I think this is bigger than just this bill. We are in a moment where the hemp industry has a significant presence in the state. In 2017, for example, the state issued 79 industrial hemp grower licenses. We're also seeing CBD oils becoming more accessible. We see them popping up everywhere, including the gas stations. So Bowling's bill is interesting because it would allow the use of the bud, which is the part that's smoked. That goes further than we've seen before. So what makes someone like Bowling, who calls herself a God-fearing, flag-waving conservative, push for a measure like this? Listening to her speak, it's almost like she had this moment of revelation.
And what happened to me to change me was that with each bill that comes before us, I study the bill. And once I began to study the bill, I recognized the legalization of medical cannabis for Tennessee was something we should have already done.
The same with Representative Ron Travis, the other sponsor. This is a personal issue for him since one of his grandkids is taking CBD oils to treat a medical condition.
I look at this and I'm going, CBD oil works. It makes her more comfortable. And that, to me, guys, is what we're doing here today, is trying to make our people more comfortable.
So again, for some of these lawmakers, this is also something that hits close to home.
Sergio, you mentioned industrial hemp farming in Tennessee. The number of farmers jumped by 35% in the state last year, and it's expected to be even bigger this year. Now, a lot of these farmers are Republican, as are a big percentage of senior citizens, which the New York Times noted in a recent article are really driving increased interest in CBD products. Do you think this is a movement kind of pushing politicians into a debate who had steered clear of it in the past?
I think politicians are shifting their views for many reasons. The popularity of hemp and CBD oils have certainly factored in. Politicians respond to their constituents, right? Another key factor is the opioid crisis. That epidemic has hit hard in rural communities. So it should not be a surprise that we have someone like Senator Bowling pushing for medical marijuana. But also, Jason, the fact that 33 states allow medical marijuana and some of those border Tennessee, like Arkansas and Missouri, is also a huge factor.
This has been a road-tested model. And what we did in our bill was to look at the things that worked in the 33 states and eliminate the things that didn't. We wanted to make certain that we weren't trying to reinvent the wheel. We were trying to take advantage of being a little late coming to the table, but take advantage of that in studying those people who have already been there for some up to 20 years.
She also notes that doctors in rural areas are aging, and that could be a problem in terms of access to medical care. Bowling says marijuana dispensaries could be an alternative.
So, Sergio, what are the chances of a bill like this passing?
Look, it's not going to be easy for Bowling and Travis to pass a bill like this. And they even recognize it in a certain way. Why? Because they've been against medical marijuana in the past. And hey, they even received some pushback during the press conference for the medical marijuana bill. Republican Sabi Kumar went to the presser and told Bowling this was not a good bill. He says it's recreational marijuana in disguise. Now, I think that more than anything, this bill continues to pave the way for a future one to be passed. Even if this measure fails, they're kind of pushing the conversation along just by introducing it.
Are there any other measures that go even further than this?
There are, and the chances of them passing are even lower. But again, they are creating conversation. Sarah Kyle, the Democratic senator of Memphis, has introduced a bill that would allow for medical marijuana cardholders from other states to bring their marijuana with them and not be penalized.
Hey, we let you come over here with your medicines if you're a heart patient, if you're a diabetic. We let you come to our state and bring those drugs. Why not this one? So there's many efforts And we're talking about it, but I think that we're kidding ourselves if we keep on criminalizing people and if we take this plant away from people who could use it medically.
Kyle also filed a bill that would decriminalize marijuana possessions of less than 1 ounce. She says the state needs to stop putting people in jail for such offenses, and she describes her bill as also part of the push for criminal justice reform. So these proposals are maybe pushing the conversation along on that topic as well.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez-Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our coverage of the state legislature this session by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.